Club Bar Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCentral.com.
Mind your own business. How about that? Smile.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5...
4, 3, 2, 1. This is a matter of utmost urgency. You might even call it a police emergency. Suckers got ill when they finally heard that she wasn't sending out. They tried to murder me.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. Welcome back, folks. My name is William Lewis Coons. I'm here with Zachary Townsend. Hello, Zachary.
Hey, boys and girls.
How you doing, buddy? Ariel Stevenson's on the show today. Zach is fulfilling his occasional co-host duty and stopping by for a change. It's always nice to see him. Ariel's coming up soon to talk about her new venture in life. She's a writer. She's a Renaissance woman. She does a little bit of everything. It's wild. Doing carpentry for a while. I really only interact with her on Instagram most of the time, and she always has a new job that involves some sort of quirky, I don't know, thing. But she's mostly known as a writer, and now she's starting this Hello Darlin' Records, which is a traveling record shop. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Just what the world needs.
That's right. That is true, correct.
You know, World War III is about to break out. We owe, you know, China trillions of dollars, but.
We got records, we got music.
God, we got a lady with a bunch of records in her minivan.
We got a song in our hearts that must be sung. Make sure you follow the Homemade Broadcast on all social media if you're not doing that. HMB Radio on Facebook. Home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. Follow Zach at Smack Townsend on Instagram and Twitter. And Radio St. Pete, just Radio STPETE on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Get in contact with the show, 813-693-2124. You can leave a text or a voicemail on that number. Check out the website, hmbradio.com. And before we get started, I want to say thank you very much to our sponsors. That's right, Zach, there are sponsors of this program, if you can believe it.
Really?
Yeah, I know. So thank you very much to Tap House 61, 2061 Central Avenue here in St. Pete. The best place to get a beer in all of St. Petersburg, I would say. Wouldn't you, Zach?
I love it there.
It's the best. We go there all the time.
Yeah.
I buy you beers there constantly. It sucks for me, but it's great for you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I have no complaints.
So check them out, taphouse61.com. They always got trivia or music or something cool happening there. So you can find that on Facebook, too. Just search Tap House, the number 6, and the number 1, and like the page and keep up to date. And also thank you to True V Salon and Spa. Chrissy Parker sent me an email the other day. He said, Botox lady is coming. You ever wanted to get Botox? Now's your time. Just go to True V Salon and Spa, T-R-U-V's and Victor, Y, salonandspa.com. And she's right there on 4th Street off 8901 there on 4th Street. So if you need a haircut.
I need a haircut. I might go give her a.
There you go. I suggest you go give her your business.
Let's all go.
We'll all go. I need to get a cut now too.
Yeah.
Every few weeks you gotta get a cut.
Start your neck and go from one side to the other.
So check out Chrissy at TrueVSalonAndSpa.com. And thank you to them for sponsoring this program. I got in trouble on Facebook last week. Are you aware of this? You're not even really paying attention,
yeah,
which is good. You are aware. Okay. So I made an offhand remark. I kind of thought that things were cooling down a little bit as far as people getting upset so much regarding politics. Although my post wasn't really political, it was more of a commentary of my peers, which most of them are white and young, in their 30s, and I don't know, just you know about the Trump thing. He called Haiti a s-hole,
yeah,
I guess. And people were enraged by this, really got to him. I think my peers, the most of them, have never even considered, never even thought about Haiti. They might have texted and donated $10 when the earthquake hit to the Red Cross, but that's really all they ever thought about Haiti. They've never considered it. And they probably, and my comment was that, and that they wouldn't consider going there unless it was at a five-star resort guarded by armed guards. And boy, did that blow up in my face. It wasn't condoning the statement by our president. It was just making fun of them because of their reactions to that statement. And I don't know if you know, but Haiti kind of stinks. It's not the best place in the world to be. It's a borderline, well, I think it is, just a nation of poverty, and it got destroyed by that earthquake, and it never really recovered. It's not a good place to be. My boss's daughter went there, and it was terrible. You know, she was volunteering her time. But it's not a nice place. So while I understand the language is not the best thing to use, especially from a president, I agree. It's not a good thing to say. It was just a commentary on people's reaction to it. Even though it is kind of true, it just wasn't nice, and I didn't like it because he said it. So that was my whole point of that whole, you know, jab. And boy, people lost their minds. The dude from the bass player from Sun Ghost, who was on this show last year, Miami band, he really gave me the business. Called me curse words and, you know, told me to F myself and, you know, all this stuff.
Like my kind of guy.
It was really, he missed the point completely and kept saying, no, I understand. I'm like, buddy, you don't understand what I was saying at all. Because he was just saying that's what frustrates me too, because he swears he understood, but he didn't understand. And because I know what I meant by it because I said it. And I tried to explain it many times, and it was like, no, that's not what you meant. This is actually what you meant, and I'm going to attack you for it. Because it was pretty much just saying, you know, you're supporting that statement, which was not the case at all.
Well, yeah. I don't know. People are... Dave Chappelle talks about that. Kind of literally talks on that subject on his, like, latest special. The second of his newest. He had two that just came out on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has a really good stance on that. It's like, mean stuff is funny.
Yeah.
And even if you're trying to be funny, or sometimes you sound mean stating facts.
It wasn't a joke, but it was just a jab at my peers. But it was totally got misconstrued. That guy told me to go F myself, deleted me on Facebook, the whole thing. And one of my good buddies, Joey, too, from The Loft, I've done shows there, called me tasteless for that joke. And I still haven't received an apology. I don't think I will. And, you know, it's a dang shame. That's all I can say. I don't know if Joey and I are friends now or what. I think we're still friends on Facebook, so I think we're still cool.
If you're still friends with somebody on Facebook, you're still friends.
But Crocodile's Death Spin from Sun Ghost, no longer my friend.
Good riddance.
Yeah. Well, I'm sad.
See you later, bud.
I liked him. I thought he was a good kid, but I haven't talked to him ever since that podcast, so we don't really need to be Facebook
whatever,
friends.
You're still friends with Mark the Shark. That's all that matters.
That's true. That's true. So,
Shark the Mark, whatever that guy's name is.
That's right. All right, Ariel Stevenson's coming up, and I learned my lesson. I will never post on Facebook ever again. All right, you still digging in your nose there?
I don't know. I got some booger.
Got some
problems
bats in the cave there. All right, let's talk to Ariel, shall we? The Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. Let's just get to the interview.
Finish
digging in your nose there.
It's when you have a good recording going and someone starts going,
pounding on the table. That happens
very rarely,
believe it or not. Ariel Stevenson is here on the Homemade Broadcast. Zach Townsend, the temporary ban is lifted for the time being, but he wanted to stop by, so he's just an ass, and I'm just tired of him.
Can I have levels in my headphones?
Yeah, no.
No.
Only because I think those might be broken, and I'm too poor to buy new ones right now.
So I don't need them.
You don't need them. Like, I only have them.
I'm going to wear them because it looks cool.
I
yeah.
want to match, though. I feel
I feel cool.
It. Yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like, yeah. No.
It just makes you feel more professional. I feel like it gets me in the zone to, like, do a program when I have everything on my head. I got this arm thing in front of me, microphone, and I feel just feel more professional. Yeah. But you don't need them.
Yeah. This show is really going like, to hell in a handbag.
I was like, these are really noise can't. These are so noise-canceling, I can't even hear. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, is that better?
Oh, that's way better.
Okay, there we go.
What about me?
Who cares about you?
Okay.
Well, no, I'm just kidding.
I'll start banging on the table.
Let's get back to brass tacks.
Yeah. Ariel Stevenson is here. I wanted you on the show because, well, I know you did another thing for the New York Times, but you also have this cool record shop idea that you're working on. Little Darlin' Records. And
Hello,
it's,
Darlin'.
Hello, Darlin', sorry. And it's a traveling record store in a van.
Yeah.
So and, tell me about that.
It's a Records to Go. It's a mobile record store in a 1972 Volkswagen camper van. That I bought with an ex-boyfriend like almost 10 years ago. And then it sat in my current boyfriend's backyard. We're all neighbors. It's interesting for a few years. And then my dad and I finally got it back. He worked and wrenched on the engine for a good 2 years. And it's on the road now. And I've worked in a lot of record stores. When we first met, I was working at Bananas.
Yep.
And, I love records and, I just was ready to do it on my own, and I have worked the markets for years and like doing that, and it gives me a lot of freedom. So, yeah, it should be cool. We're very scrappy right now and low budget. Actually, negative. It's a negative budget.
They tend to be the first, I don't know, what do they say, 5 years before you make a profit doing anything in business?
It's going to be a lot of things.
Yeah, how long
rice.
Have you been doing this homemade podcast?
about five years, so I think any day now.
Yeah.
Never
going
to make it.
Let me ask you a question, Will. Do you always dress so scantily clad when you have guests over?
Yes. Only when the ladies come in.
Well, I was like, we're dressed nice and like.
This is my home.
Jackets on and stuff.
You understand this is my home. And I feel, it's my cave, I dress comfortably. I'm not dressed inappropriately, am I?
It was a bit casual.
It's very casual, I will say that.
That's an understatement.
Should I, but I figured if I didn't know you, I might put on pants. And like a shirt with sleeves on it.
Well, thank you.
But I figure we have some rapport now.
Yeah.
And
we're definitely past pants.
And you can eat crud. I don't really care what you think at all.
All right, well,
yeah.
I just didn't know when this turned into a frat house to be walking around like that.
It's a bachelor pad, man.
It smelled like Wendy's when we
Yeah, it did smell.
Like fresh Wendy's.
Yeah, it did. But Wendy's. I think that's just Will's cologne.
It's the candle. No, he said it was his candle.
His candle?
It was my mandel, and I did cook some chicken earlier, and I think the perfect combo swirls in your nostrils.
I was going to say it smelled good in here, but
thank you.
I'm not going to give you a compliment.
And I think I was farting a bunch, too, so the combo of those three things.
Mm. I put on a lot of cheap body spray before I came in for that same reason.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
like,
it's effective.
I smell like Plumeria. I don't smell like farts. I have no idea.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's not me. That's probably you. So.
I walked through a cloud on the street. I don't know anything. But yeah, the record bus is cool. We're just a couple weeks in, and I don't know when this will come out, but we're doing markets and pop-ups and all that kind of good stuff. So eventually you will be able to have, there's a listening booth in the bus where you can check out records like right there.
Cool.
That should be cool.
So did the idea of starting a mobile record shop come up first, or was it just an idea to start a shop, or did it bloom from, hey, I got this cool van, I wonder if I could do something with that?
It was like a hot mess of things. I needed to leave one job. I thought I had found another, and none of those things really worked out the way that I wanted them to, and I was kind of like, shoot, what do I do now? And I go, hey, I got a bus, and I know how to buy records, and I know how to do markets, and I know how to do this, this, and this. Why don't I just give it a shot and see what happens? So it's been going well. I'm kind of like, you know, why didn't I do this, you know, a few years ago? But it'll happen in good times.
Probably because you liked money. That's probably
right. I haven't liked money for a really long time.
I don't like money either, but
it's just a necessity.
I hate it. And I'm realizing, because I'm very broke. Like,
me
you're
too.
Saying you're negative. Like, I'm like double negative.
I'm like, Wells Fargo, just keep taking it all. What else? What else you want, baby? What other fees you got for me?
Yeah.
I ain't got no money to pay them.
You gotta get a credit union.
Well, I think I'm working up to that, but yeah, you don't go into record sales, radio, or journalism to make money.
Well, that's a fact.
Those are
facts. Very well.
Those are not fake news.
That's actually crazy she said that, because radio, record sales, and I literally kind of, like, I want to be a writer. So I guess journalist. So
yeah, get used to being poor. Yeah. Stand-up comedy is poor. Yeah. Journalism is like,
well, he just got a gig. I mean, he's got a gig with the Hard Times. You know what the Hard Times is?
Yeah.
It's like the Onion, but
yes,
you know,
right.
It's a little less known. But yeah, so that's cool. I mean, that's definitely a foot in the door.
I always like people who are supportive of it too, because I've told a bunch of people like, yeah, you know, I'm helping write, contributor for the Hard Times, and they're like, oh, the Weird Onion. That's what a couple people have called it.
That's good. That means that you're known, that the place you're writing for is known if they've got a tagline like the Weird Onion.
I always call it the Minor League Onion. I don't want to be, I always try not to though when we're recording, although I just did now, so who cares? But it's like, you know, AAA, you know, onion pretty much. But, so was there any sort of, I mean, you said you knew how to buy records, but there's a lot of records shops in St. Pete that you could have a lot of competition with.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that, what's the process of buying records? Is there like a wholesaler that you go through, or is it like people that will come in and be like, hey, buy this, I'm broke?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, I don't have a standalone storefront, so I don't have people coming in like I used to at, you know, the other record stores, but I'm really good at hunting for things. I thrift a lot. Just for extra cash, and I never thought about monetizing that in any way, shape, or form. But we've always bought and fixed up Volkswagens and flipped them and stuff like that. So I've kind of always been a picker, I guess I would say. It's like something I legitimately enjoy doing is like digging through a crate of filthy items and finding something that's
finding that gem.
Go in Will's closet then and have a blast.
I don't want to ever go in Will's closet.
smells like Wendy's.
Help, I'm trapped in here.
Not fresh Wendy's either.
No, it's a disaster.
So I get them from everywhere, but the cool thing about what I'm doing, I think that's different, is that I'm curating the selection. One of the things I noticed when people would come into record stores is they would be overwhelmed, especially at Bananas or places like that. They would go to something they knew, but they wouldn't explore beyond that. They wouldn't just grab a random record. And I really enjoyed turning people on to weird stuff that they didn't know about. So what I can do with this is kind of do that more directly. And you're not digging through hundreds and hundreds of records. I don't bring out more than 100 records to each event. And I try to sell all of them is kind of what I've been doing. So you go home with a good record that you may or may not have known about, but I'm into old, weird music, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is there a particular genre that you focus on? Or?
No, I touch on everything. I mean, there is an obscene amount of music that's on vinyl only that people aren't even aware of, and I wasn't even aware of, and it's just this endless treasure trove, and to be perfectly honest, it's hard for me to find, like, a truly bad, I mean, they're there, truly bad record, but for the most part, you're kind of stuck with it once you put it on there. You've kind of committed to it, and I like that about it. So it's a little bit everything, especially like old funky country music, some of like the outlaw type southern rock, which a lot of that's from Florida, Blackfoot, the Outlaws, just to name a few. Charlie Daniels has a song all about Jacksonville and the Orange Blossom Express, so I like that Florida aspect of things, I guess.
So do you consider yourself, I guess you'd have to be like kind of like a music nerd at that point.
I'm disgustingly a music nerd about music that no one but me would probably enjoy.
Yeah. I don't think I like music. I mean, I like music, but I don't.
Well, this is going well then.
I don't have any.
Psychopath doesn't like music.
But I don't, like, you ever have people ask you like, well, what kind of music are you into? I'm like, I don't really know. I mean, I'd say look at my Pandora usually is what I hand over my phone and be like, this is, and I have a huge list of things, but it's really hard for me to pick like a certain genre or something that I like, cause it always kind of changes.
No,
you know?
You know what I think? I think you like music. I think you're just lazy. I think that's what it is. Yeah. I don't know. Here, you look. I don't want to talk.
But it's there.
I'm tired.
You know?
I typed a name in, Pandora, you do the rest.
Yeah. You're just lazy. Everyone likes music. Psycho.
I had a girl one time say, have you ever heard of this band? I forget what it's called now. It was some really bad white reggae
band,
though. No.
Oh.
Dirty Heads.
I saw them in concert. I saw Dirty Heads in concert.
Yeah, did you like it?
I kind of liked them. Yeah, you don't like Dirty Heads?
You look like you would like Dirty Heads. I can tell.
I know exactly what she means by that because I was at that concert.
Yeah, so. those promotional shades and the Red Bull right off the bat.
Yeah,
and those are actually. Oh,
no, those aren't mine. Those are
don't
mine,
let me
yeah.
in with this.
No,
those are mine. Yeah.
Well, the
yeah,
Red Bull, the Red Bull stands.
Yeah, see, I got the Monster instead.
Yeah, and I've got a LaCroix.
Yeah,
or LaCroix or whatever the hell.
I love them. Who cares? Yeah,
who
either
cares?
Way.
It's friggin' delicious.
Either way. But anyways, this band, I gotta tell you what it was later, but it was really bad and I can't figure out how to get it off my Pandora now.
Is it Imagine Dragons?
No, it's some weird.
They're usually the bane of
hold
most
on,
people's get... current existence. We should listen to it.
Hold on, I'll look for it real quick. It should be sorta at the top because I haven't been listening to my Pandora because I don't have data on my phone.
Look at you winning at life.
I have to get a prepaid phone or something. No, this is not it. This is
all American Rejects.
Oh my goodness. They're what's
like
happening?
I like them. That's,
are they
that's
on vinyl?
The,
wow. Nichion. They are.
Are they really?
They are.
I'd buy that.
It's yeah. Nichion 9. You ever hear of that?
No.
Nichion.
Doesn't sound
9.
Good with numbers, and letters.
This is it. She's like, you gotta hear this band, they're really good. And then
nothing kills the... Ugh.
I was like, no, I don't think I like this. And I can't figure out...
I think I'm angry now.
I can't figure out how the hell to get the station off Pandora. So it's very frustrating.
I feel like a Google search might reveal the answers to your queries.
I know.
You don't got time for music. You don't got time for Google.
You don't have time to put on a decent shirt. You
no.
I had on a decent shirt. Took it off.
It's going into the 30s tonight.
This is a Drexler jersey. Clyde Drexler from the Houston Rockets. He's a legend. This is a fantastic jersey.
I don't know if that's fake news or not. I don't know anything about Rockets.
It's a real thing. Totally real. 100%.
I know about Rockets that they sent into space. That's about it.
Same thing. Clyde Drexler took off one day, never came back down. Went right up in the space.
All right.
Anywho. So, starting this business, it's a ballsy move.
Thank you.
Did you have to do any, like, stuff with the government, like getting permits and stuff like
that? Oh, I'm still having to, I'm just starting that, essentially.
What do you have to get for a business that you run out of your car?
I need a business license.
You do need a business license to sell records out of the back of your car.
I need, like, a resale license. I need an LLC. I mean, I need everything right now. And, you know, I'm figuring it out each day because there's no, like, investment chunk to make it happen. It's literally, like, manifesting in front of me out of thin air. So the first sale I did even, I mostly pulled from my personal collection to sell because I've got too many records always. But there's no funds yet. I'm having to do the whole process. I'm going over to Greenhouse, St. Pete.
Yes, I was just going to mention that to you.
Yeah, I'm doing all their business workshops. That stuff's all free. It's amazing. They, like, give you tons of free consulting and stuff. I don't know anything about business plans. Like, I've worked for people that also didn't know anything about business plans, and being a writer is like the antithesis of financial planning acumen. So I am taking to that as like with like a fresh pair of eyes. Math is the only class I've ever failed.
Mm-hmm,
ever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like an honor student and math is it.
Yeah.
So
I had to awful at math.
Yeah.
So bad.
We're going to figure it out though.
Creative types tend to not be so good in math. I failed algebra B at SPC 4 times.
Nice.
I had to finally, well, you know why though, is because you didn't have the option to take it in class. It was an online class even back then.
No.
And I would put the goddamn answer in and it was right. And then it would say it was wrong because it was right, but it wasn't perfectly entered in. It had like a space or something.
I would have failed that class.
Oh
10
my god.
Times.
I'm at SPC right now and I have to take remedial math.
Yeah.
Like the class where like the book just literally says
just
math.
The bottom of the barrel. It's like it's what they teach inmates when they arrive.
Yeah. Arithmetic and reading, writing, and math, and yeah. Good for you, man. I'm proud of you.
We all got to start.
Do you like
somewhere.
School so far, Zach?
It's fun. Yeah, I like my English class. I haven't started my math class yet. I start that like it's like an intensive 4-week thing.
Mm, that's gonna be rough.
All the,
oh
yeah,
you're gonna have to do homework.
4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Wow.
It's literally I have to pass the class so that I can take a class so I can get admitted to a class that actually you can get a credit.
Yeah.
So it's I'm done.
You can do it.
You're yeah, toast.
I'm done. I'm a dead man walking.
Do you have homework yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you do your homework?
Oh, I do all my homework all the time. Yeah.
You did
all the time.
That's good, man. Good for you.
I'm really proud of you. Took me 27 years, but I'm a good student now.
Well, I went to school for 8 years, and I have a bachelor's degree. So, you know, it happens. Did you just get done with school? Recently?
I just finished my master's.
Wow. What'd you get your master's in?
History.
Why?
Florida Studies.
Why would you do that?
Florida Studies is the name of the program. It may not exist soon, actually, because the legislature's trying to merge all three USF campuses into one umbrella.
Yep.
Which is really dangerous. I'm not trying to get up on a soapbox, but it'll basically, all of the campuses will be absorbed in quotations. And I think a lot of faculty is going to get lost, but, my program is Florida Studies. So it's English, like literature, science, environmental science, and then history. So I had a little bit of everything, but I focused on mostly Southern history and Florida history.
Mm-hmm. So, and did you, I mean, so what's your plan now? I mean, you're doing the record shop, you got that degree. And...
Yeah, I've got, I mean, I've been applying, but the new fun thing I hear for jobs that I'm, applying for with this degree is I'm overqualified.
Mm-hmm.
The two things I hear the most, I'm overqualified and interesting now. I was too young and inexperienced before, and now I'm overqualified and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
And what jobs were you applying for with
that? A little bit of everything. I'm qualified to do, like, research work. I do video editing. I do communications, press, investigative journalism, all
now
that kind
you,
of stuff.
You did this before you got your degree, though, right? This isn't really...
Oh, no, the degree is a big reason of it, a big part of it, because I've done, you know, lots of, you know, pretty long, large research projects because of that degree. And I did the project with Ray Arsenault, that should be coming out, I think, next year. It's about Arthur Ashe. It's a biography of Arthur Ashe, the tennis player.
Yeah. He had AIDS, right?
Yep. That too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
I know he was a tennis player and he had AIDS.
Right.
I think
facts.
That's what probably most people know.
Right. About him. First black professional
black guy.
Tennis
yep.
player.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let the AIDS thing overshadow that.
He got it through a blood transfusion. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Which was interesting because he was a straight black male with AIDS at the height of the AIDS crisis. So he's an interesting character. So I worked a bunch on that. So yeah, but it's definitely, I almost want to start lying about having a graduate degree now just so I can get the jobs that I used to be qualified for.
Right.
But I'm freelancing, trying out the record bus and seeing what happens. And I'm also doing, as you know, I've got 10 jobs all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing, some of that carpentry experience translates over. I'm doing art handling for the Dalí Museum for a big project coming up too. So I got a little bit of this and that.
Cool.
Yeah. Worst comes to worst, you can always sleep in your business.
Exactly. Yeah, see, that's exactly what I said. Yeah.
You ever worried about crashing your business? Like,
the good thing is they don't go fast enough really
they
to
don't.
Get into.
Or somebody, you know, in like a, like, let's just say like a Houston Rockets jersey all hyped up on Monster Energy drink, like,
is this what's going to happen in a few weeks to me?
And just runs into you. Yeah.
Not me.
Are you summoning an unfortuitous end for my young startup already?
No.
Okay. Are you a witch?
I wish you nothing but the best.
I feel like Ariel Stevenson's here this week on the Homemade Broadcast and Zach Townsend. I feel like at this point you just got to go full on doctor now, right?
Oh, I'm not ready yet.
Why not?
Run for president.
Oh, no. No, no, no to all of the above right now. Like,
is there even an option to do a doctorate?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just Florida pick something studies. Out of it. Like, do you need, I don't know how the university system works.
Well,
I know
it's
you
a Master of Liberal
for...
Arts degree, so you
okay.
can pretty much use that and then use whatever discipline you focused on for a graduate degree, or for a postdoctoral degree, rather. But academia is, I like it, but it's very, very, very rigid. Very, very rigid and just about as underpaid and underfunded as journalism is right now. So
I feel like you could just take student loans forever. And just be like, I'm still in school.
And then
like,
die. Acquire,
yeah, and I get $2 million
well,
worth of loans.
You
and
guys
like, oh,
fixed my life for me tonight, and I am grateful.
I'm waiting on that student loan money.
I'm going.
Begging and clawing.
That was the best I ever lived in my entire life, when I had student loan money.
Really?
Oh, my God.
It was...
I was so stupid as a young man.
Right.
I mean, I'm not much better now.
Right, right.
But
yeah,
when
you're
you,
still pretty, really
pretty,
stupid.
Pretty dumb. But when you get
we're not
a,
disagreeing on that.
When you send a kid a check and it has my name on it, payable to, and then it has $5,650 in front of it.
Right.
That's, I just went
you go to
like
the
numb.
Bank and just try to cash it.
I cashed it.
Did
I,
you really?
My first one, I cashed.
Oh my gosh.
And they were like, I don't, like, they don't,
what?
Banks don't have that much money on hand. I don't know if you know this or not. They don't have that
no,
much.
No, I don't have that experience very often.
Yeah, I
wouldn't yeah.
know. You're
so
talking
they,
to the wrong people.
They had to scrounge together the bank to get this money for me.
How horrible.
And I did it, and it was a big, like, I couldn't even
big
get
wad.
My hand around it.
I
it
was
so cool.
They had
oh
to
my
call,
God.
Like, the Dunbar truck to drop it off.
Oh, God.
And it was, I just stuck it in my pocket.
I wouldn't even
outside.
Know what to do with that money. Like, if I left the bank with that much, I feel like I'm robbing them. I feel like I'd be, like, have to drive away really fast.
I was on cloud nine.
It would just
nine.
Be more fun if you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I got it and I just pick it all and like hold it against my chest and run out, running in, they're like, oh my gosh.
I'll tell you what, I knew exactly what to do with it, and it was buy a bunch of stupid S that I did not need. I bought my girlfriend like purses and shoes.
Wow.
Yes. Where is she now?
And, oh, she's long gone.
She took the
long
purses
gone.
And the shoes.
And the shoes.
She's like, wait, you're not getting
off.
Any more student loan checks?
Yeah. I bought myself some shoes and some clothes. I went to the casino.
Wow.
Spent some money there. It was a good time. It was a freaking blast.
Our student
it.
Loan Lived. Check experiences are so different.
What did you do with yours?
Paid my bills barely,
yeah.
With menial retail labor and freelance gigs,
mm-hmm.
and walked to save a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Still do. I still walk to save a lot.
Cardio.
I should mention though that this was one of my first, and I was still living at home and not having to pay any rent or buy my food.
I was gonna ask, but I felt like it was intrusive.
No, not at all. I
was
lived
like,
at home.
You weren't paying for rent
no.
if you were doing that.
Oh
with
God,
that check.
Yeah.
No.
Later, in the later checks, now that was going towards rent and staying
okay.
alive. But oh my goodness, that first
That's
year.
That's plush.
Yeah.
I do miss living. I do miss those days of living at home. I used to live in my first. I guess it was like 1 year of school. I like moved out and then moved back home, and I could walk to Subway, and I had a big giant bong, and like I spent money on Arizona iced tea and trying to sneak into bars. It was great.
Yeah.
I didn't save. I went to class. That was it.
Yeah.
And worked as a waitress. It was. Beautiful. I didn't know how simple it was.
So much fun. Gosh.
Got so complicated. What the hell?
I never really knew, like, when you thought about what being an adult was, like, when you were a kid, like, what did you think an adult was? Like, when you were, I don't know, eight.
I thought everybody just made a lot of money. I was like, oh, everyone just makes a lot of money.
What
like,
age did you think an adult was, though?
30.
30?
30-ish.
Yeah.
I thought, like, 23 was, like wow. They really got their stuff together.
Yeah.
And boy, when I got to be 23, I was just cashing loan checks and spending on shoes
and purses
stuff.
For some chick.
And purses for some chick.
Oh my
boy,
God.
Boy, did I, if I would have knew then what I knew now. Oh my goodness.
My parents were struggling pretty hard, so I was keenly aware that it wasn't going to be a joyous ride for me once I left the nest.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I was pretty aware it was going to be like a knife fight in the street for the next few years.
Yeah.
But I'm good at it now, ish. Enough.
It seems like the economy is like just the stock market's super high. Everybody's supposed to have money. I still don't have any money.
Yeah, I don't have any money. Do you have any money?
I got tons of it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He's
no,
waiting,
I'm probably,
you're waiting for that loan check to
yeah,
come in.
I'm
yeah.
probably the poorest out of all three of us, which is super sad.
I would say let's compare, but I think we'd all kill ourselves.
No,
at the end
I will say my bank account right now, there's like it literally might be a one digit number.
Ooh.
Mine's three digits, but there's a minus sign in front of them.
Ooh.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Then.
I'm
yeah.
doing best out of all three.
Okay, yeah.
All
right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good now.
You should. That's what it's about.
But I can't even, like, it's so frustrating because I want to buy a place to sleep at night, right?
Right.
I feel like I'm 33. I should be able to buy something.
Right.
A condo at the very least. And I'm not even close. Like, I inquired about it. And they were like, oh, no, you can't do that. And my credit's not bad. I checked my credit score. It's pretty good. It's not great. It's pretty good. The only thing that's keeping me down now is those student loans.
Yeah.
And then I think about that, and then I go back to 23 years old and see myself pulling out that stack of cash and buying those pony high tops that I wore three times, and then I don't know where they are now, long gone.
Wow.
You should text your ex-girlfriend and be like, hey, remember that purse I bought?
I wouldn't need that back.
Yeah. Do you still have that?
She's like, no. That was like 10 years ago.
I burned that.
But it was just, and I took it under the advice from professors. Mm-hmm. Professors gave me that advice. They said, take it because you get your whole life to pay it back. You get this college degree and then you'll have a job and you just pay it back. What's interesting. The deal?
Lies, all the lies they fed us.
No, I'm going to save most of mine once I get it. And
well, why take it at all then?
Well, because I got to pay for school. And then I do have to, I just got a part-time job. I'm a full-time student, so I need some.
You could get enough just to pay for school.
I'm going to use it to pay for bills, though, like she's saying.
Yeah, that's what I did. That's how I...
Because, like, I do need a place to live, and I do need my car.
Yeah. You don't need a car.
No. I'm thinking about starting a CD selling business.
Bastard.
Out of my Hyundai Sonata.
This is my pop-up shop.
I'm going to compete with her. I'm just pull up next to her.
Anytime I go out.
I'm like, finals?
God
come on.
Damn you, Zach.
CDs are the vinyls of the future.
Yeah, CDs are not as cool. Do you think there's going to be a point where CDs start coming back as a new thing? Because you
mean,
know what I call?
Bananas never heard that they left.
They still have CDs.
Oh, they still buy CDs.
Yeah.
I buy CDs.
You do?
I think the last CD I bought was Kendrick Lamar's album. Just because.
I'm sorry, you bought it on CD?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I did, I know.
I'm not judging you, I
just am curious. Huh?
I have no access to a CD player in my home. My computer doesn't have one.
My car, that's why I bought it from my car.
I see.
Yeah.
But you could just get it on YouTube or something if you're
I didn't have an aux cord.
This is the difference about a person who likes music and says he doesn't.
Yeah,
care about
I like Kendrick Lamar as an artist, so I'm like, oh, I'll support, even though I know
it goes
to
some digitally, then.
Old Jew guy. So
you could buy it digitally then.
Can you say Jew?
I don't know. Sure. I don't know if that his money goes to an old Jew.
I don't know. I think everybody's money goes to an old Jew. I got some conspiracy theories out here. I'm trying to break into showbiz, so maybe I'm.
You know what I called though?
Jaded.
Years ago was I was like, you know what kids are going to start doing? They're going to put their demos on cassette tapes.
Oh yeah.
Sure enough, that happened. I nailed that one.
Think about any old thing that used to be. And people will buy it, and mm-hmm. especially if you scrub it off, mm-hmm. make it look all sparkly.
Nostalgia, yeah.
They love it.
Because the world sucks so much now. They're like, oh, it was so much better back then. Really
I mean,
wasn't.
I was selling Playboy magazines mostly to women under the age of 30.
Really?
Yeah. Rolling Stone magazines. I mean, it was wild, the things I was moving in the last shop I was at, that I was like, I wonder if someone's going to buy this. And then...
They did.
Yeah. So
I wonder if it's just like this must be good because it's in this cool spot. Meaning, like this store, I like this store. Mm-hmm. It's cool or hip or whatever you want to say about it. And then it's like it must be something I want since it's in here.
It's called aura. The aura of objects. It's why people would rather go look at a painting, the actual painting in a museum, versus seeing an image of it. That's why it has such a bigger impact, because they think the object has aura, has some like value in being in its presence. But
yeah, if like Van Gogh was like, hey, come over to my house and check this thing out. You're like, what the heck?
No thanks.
Yeah. I'm
He'd
good.
Be dressed, Van Gogh would be dressed like Will, and we'd all be like, what the heck? Why does it smell like Wendy's in here, Van Gogh?
Where's your ear?
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm gonna come in my, like, I'm gonna pretend.
Careful
I'm gonna
now.
Make, I'm
Language.
Gonna make, I'm gonna make myself at home next time I come over.
Oh, please do. Yeah, hell yeah.
I do need to get some pants like that.
We'll
those look
oh
very
my God.
Soft.
We'll have they a pajama party next time. Yeah, it'll
they,
be fun. Yeah.
They really are the best.
I'll,
sweatpants.
Yeah, now I'll come comfy next time now that I know I don't have to shower and brush my hair and stuff to be on the radio.
No, hell no. Not with me anyways. No. Maybe any
you and
other
I
place,
both
but.
Clearly cleaned up. Mild, at least some
mildly. Yeah.
Mildly.
Well, I can't.
Like
I had job interviews all day, so I mean, this is what they got.
Okay.
So
they got acid wash,
a jean jacket,
a Canadian tuxedo, I guess, denim on denim.
Yeah.
A Philadelphia Eagles hat.
Yep.
Wow. And you haven't bathed in days, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Plural.
Well, maybe like 2 days.
Have you bathed more recently than the amount of dollars in your bank account?
Is that possible?
Yeah, I'm like doing the math, but then I'm like, oh wait, I'm in remedial math.
So, what, are you going to sell anything else in this? It's Hello Darlin', right?
Yeah, Hello Darlin' Records. It's a Conway Twitty song that Loretta Lynn made famous.
Because you could do like a market. Like sell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm.
I guess you're limited.
I'm branding it as, you know, vintage vinyl and ephemera. And ephemera kind of covers, like.
I know what that means, but Zach probably doesn't. If you could explain what ephemera.
No,
that's
my grandma takes that every night. Exactly. Ask your doctor if ephemera exactly. is right for you.
It's tchotchkes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tchotchkes.
Yeah, my grandma takes it every Tuesday and Thursday night.
Yeah. And free drugs with purchase. No, I'm just kidding. I did give out lollipops. I gave out lollipops
too. Out of your
that would go well. Nothing says not a drug dealer like a Volkswagen bus.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to sell coke instead of weed because they're going to assume
there's
sell
too
weed.
Much competition in St. Pete for that.
It's like the '80s out here. It really is.
I don't even go anywhere. I'm like, all right, this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like the craft beer is like 12%. There's free bumps in the. I don't even do that, but they're just there. They're like, come on, you won't even. I'm like, no, I.
All right.
This
fine.
Is the cover charge to get in.
Yeah, you have to do it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone's just hammered. My boss, or well, shoot, I shouldn't say my boss. One of my bosses was asking
Speaking
me
of cocaine, my employer,
if I could get marijuana one time, and I was like,
you can't get that from Will. I know that.
I was well, I mean, not for a long time, and I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, I don't think I could find pot very easy, but I could probably get you like heroin or coke if you want. He's like, no, God, I don't want that. But it's amazing how it's like, pot's hard to find now, but the other stuff and say,
like, yeah, get you a tiger. I know a guy who can get you a tiger. I don't know where the heck you're going to get weed from though.
Yeah, it's wild, man. I'm glad I just, do you even
My
go
buddy's
out?
Trying to get rid of an eagle claw, but I'll see if he has pot too.
Do you ever go out anymore down here?
Not really.
Yeah. Me either.
No, I go, I have like a couple local haunts that I don't tell or post or advertise my presence at ever.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's nobody there that's my age and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And no one bothers me and mm-hmm. it's fabulous.
Like you're older or they're way older. Cool.
It's like a VFW type crowd.
Okay.
You know, and that keeps me
Bingo
out of,
hall type stuff.
Yeah, that keeps me out of trouble, you know, 'cause you can't get too weird.
Yeah.
You can't spend too much money.
Right.
And the jukebox is always cheaper there, so.
They always have those, like, Paps and a shot of well whiskey for $2 or something. Those type of places.
Those type of places.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Those type of places are good. But yeah, I don't get out much and it's kind of nice.
I enjoy so much when a friend is like, come over to my house that I own.
And let's
and
drink
bring
there.
Some beer.
That's
and we,
what I
got
do.
A fire pit out here, and that's just the best. House party days.
Yeah.
That's the way.
But like relaxed house party, not like
not
less,
a cake.
Like less than stands. 5 people.
Yeah.
Relaxed
yeah.
house party.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
This is about the perfect amount of
this
human interaction.
This is as crazy as
me.
I want it to get. Yeah. My whole entire life.
I definitely got my party years in and they were what they were and, drinking alcohol at home, be it yours or another person's that you purchased at the store for much cheaper, is always preferable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Always.
Just it's cost effective. You don't have to deal with
Get a
other
six
people.
Pack for like $7. And you go out, drink 6 beers, you spent $30.
Yeah.
the money that none of us have.
Yeah.
Currently.
That's what I was
doing
for a while. I was like going like to open mics.
Yeah.
There was one at like Iberian Rooster and I was so poor. I would literally buy a 6-pack of beer and put it on my driver's seat and walk in and buy a beer. And then drink it and then walk out because there would be a door guy and I'd walk out. I'd be like, I gotta get something for my car and then just switch the bottles out every time.
Survivor, man.
I just sometimes at Iberian Rooster brought my own beer.
Yeah.
Like, cause I do a lot of like reading events because I write. So I'm always doing these readings. You don't get paid to do readings. And then sometimes there's even a cover charge for you to come and read at the reading. And then you're supposed to buy a drink. At the reading in addition to it. And I'm like, What is wrong with me? Like, why am I doing this? Why am I not a radiology tech?
Yeah.
You know,
at least making
like,
some money, yeah.
By the way, this homemade broadcast brought to you by Iberian Rooster.
I like their food.
I haven't eaten there yet.
I've never
heard
it's
there. Good.
I've
gotten hammered there.
I got
times.
A gift certificate. That's how I was able to.
Nice. A taste of the Iberian Peninsula right in your own Central Avenue section of St.
Try the rooster.
We
got to
go.
Good.
We got to go already. I can't believe it. Ariel, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks.
Where can people find out more about your Hello Darlin' Records there?
At Hello Darlin' Records. That's the handle for everything. I've got a Facebook. I've got an Instagram. And that's about as far as we've gotten in 2.5 weeks. So
well, there you go. That's pretty far.
There's some more. There's more to come. So, yeah.
Very
Thanks.
Good.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. For Hello Darlin's at an intersection near you.
Next to the CD, yeah. The CD guy in the Honda.
Yep.
Zach, you got anything going on?
No.
Remedial Math.
Remedial Math, yeah. I'm gonna be headlining Remedial Math next couple weeks.
Smack Townsend on Instagram and Twitter, right?
Yep.
Alright, very good. Ariel, thanks. Alright, there you go, Ariel Stevenson. Hello, Darlin Records. Zach, thanks very much, dude, for coming on. I'm proud of you. You said you were going to do it, and you did.
I did. The band is officially lifted, folks.
The band is back on. Back on as soon as you leave this place. Now,
you know what, folks? After the podcast, after he turned everything off, he goes, you know what, Zach? I really like having you here.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, okay.
That is not true at all. All
right.
But anyway, thanks, Ariel, for coming on. Check out Hello, Darlin Records. Check out HMB Radio on Facebook. HMB Radio. Just search for HMBRadio.com. Call the show, 813-693-2124. You can text or leave a voicemail. We'll not answer on that number. So feel free to do that. I got stickers still. The homemade broadcast at RadioSaintPete.com. Send me a address.
What about my stuff? Can I plug some of my stuff?
Yeah, I told you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, everybody. It's Zach Townsend. It's going to be huge. All right, Smack Townsend, Twitter, Instagram, also add me on Facebook. I'm the laugh inducer on Facebook, folks. Add me. What else I got? Oh yeah, go to the Hard Times, visit the Hard Times, contribute over there. And man, I really thought I had more to contribute.
I did too.
Oh, boy.
I was waiting.
I got some shows in the works, but I gotta figure some dates out.
You send them to me, I'll post them for sure.
Yeah, well, I'll be back because I'm the official co-host now.
We'll see. We'll see if you are or not. Anyway, follow Radio St. Pete as well on Instagram, Twitter, and online. Radio St. Pete, Instagram, Twitter, that's everything on there. Super easy. STPETE. And what else? I think that's it, right? Oh, Stay Woke, midnight to 1 a.m. on 102.5 The Bone here locally.
Forget that.
And you can always listen at theboneonline.com live.
Yes.
Midnight to 1 a.m. live radio.
Stop eating Tide Pods.
I'm not gonna do it. I got really
talking to their listeners.
Bamboozled.
Yeah. I feel like you have a fan base who definitely eats Tide Pods.
813-693-2124 if you want to leave a message for the show. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's jazz show is coming up next live from the music.
What
room.
The heck?
I know.
Yes. My gosh.
People love it. And the indie circuit coming up after that. If you're listening on podcast, hey,
wow,
thanks a lot. Tell your friends. And subscribe if you haven't at HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. My name is Will Coons. Thank you, Zach Townsend. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you next week. Later.